Megan McPeak is the play-by-play voice of Raptors 905 and Breaking Barriers. First female play-by-play voice of a professional sport in this country's history. She joins us on the line right now. Megan, thanks so much for this. Do you look at it historically like that, or have you kind of silenced that and just thinking about calling the game?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on, Ben. I appreciate it. But to answer your question, honestly, I've stopped and I've started to try and sort of forget about history and all that fun stuff and really just try to focus on what it is that I've been hired to do and do it to the best of my ability and really just make it fun for the fans that aren't able to get down to the Hershey Center, and also too for the visiting team and their fans back at home who may not be able to make the trip out to a game. I mean, Maine's not too far away, but there's going to be fans watching for the Red Claws and all the teams throughout the D-League. So I really just, I'm trying to focus on that. It's an exciting step for myself in my career, but more importantly, I really want to focus on being the best play-by-play announcer I can be for Coach Mermis, 905, the front office, and of course, GM Dan Toldman.
Well, you know, there will be women coming up in this industry who look to you and look to this moment as the first example of something that they can do, because it has not been an option. Now, it's been a bit of an option south of the border. We know Doris Burke's done a great job calling NBA games and calling the college games, and there's a handful of women play-by-play voices in the United States. But for a woman in this country to take the reins of a play-by-play broadcast for a professional sports team, there will be women who look to you, and especially starting tonight, Megan.
Yeah, and I think for myself, the time that it's happened, I've been able to look to people like you mentioned, Doris Burke, who's been a trailblazer also too. When you look at the college football ball side down in the States, Beth Mowins, who's been calling men's college football for years, and I've been lucky enough that I've been able to connect with the right people. I've been able to actually talk with Beth Mowins and have a chat with her about what to expect and how to really just continue to do what I've been doing and get better and really focus on that. And I've been able to also talk with LaChyna Robinson, who has done color commentary in the WNBA as well as in college basketball in men's and women's. And then also, too, I've recently been able to connect with Stephanie Reddy, who paved the way, essentially, if you will, being the first female full-time color analyst in the NBA with the Charlotte Hornets. So I've been lucky that I've had females who have paved the way for me to give me the opportunity to even get to this point. So for me to now be included in that conversation that I'm now paving the way for other females coming up in the world, I can't be more than happy to be part of that conversation.
You've obviously got a real long background as a broadcaster, sports broadcaster, play-by-play voice of basketball. Maybe you can give us a sense of what you've done, where you've been before leading up to this opportunity.
Well, I unconventionally got started pretty quick, where most graduates, you'll get told from your professors probably the first couple of months of getting into whether it's TV and film or radio broadcasting in your program that you have to pay your dues, and you're not going to graduate and get a job right away. If you do, you're one of the few lucky people who can do that. And I was lucky enough that when I graduated in 2009 in the summer, I had to wait until basically January, where CFMU Radio for McMaster University, Jamie Tennant, gave me an opportunity that he didn't need to. And I was calling McMaster men's and women's basketball games about 6 months after I graduated from Humber. And then from there, I connected with the Brampton A's general manager and head coach at the time, David Magley, in the National Basketball League of Canada. And himself and the owner took a chance on a female and decided that they were going to do something different. And they gave me the next opportunity, along with calling McMaster University basketball games on Cable 14. And I've sort of just taken each step in stride and continued to just do better and try to get better every game, every season, and really work on what I'm doing and critique myself and get critiques from mentors and colleagues and really try to be the best play-by-play announcer I can be and continue to get jobs because I'm talented and good at what I do and not just because people want to have a female doing it.
Talking to Megan McPeak, she's the play-by-play voice of Raptors 905 home opener tonight at the Hershey Center against the Maine Red Claws. And Megan, I hope all the comments, all the feedback has been positive since you've been named the play-by-play voice. But have you had negative pushback? And maybe Twitter's the wrong place to look for positivity. But has anybody come out of the woodwork to try and knock you down a peg?
Not recently, to be honest with you. When I was doing the games for the National Basketball League of Canada, I had a couple quote unquote haters. But I've been lucky enough that I've got a great support system around me, whether it's family and friends and colleagues as well, that continue to remind me, you know what, people at the end of the day, no matter what you're doing, whether you're a pro athlete or on TV, on radio, or even if you're a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, you're going to have people that aren't going to like you. You're going to have people that are going to try and break you down and push you down and put you down. And as long as you can remain positive and people that are around you are positive and supportive, and the people that you're working for know why they've hired you and are doing it for the right reason and are happy with what you're doing, then there really isn't a reason to pay attention to anybody who's trying to bring you down. So I try to just keep that in mind, and I try to not pay attention to anybody who trolls me if they do. So I've been lucky enough that as of being announced, I haven't really had anybody try to put me down. So that's been a positive thing, but I know at some point it will come.
At some point, you're going to give that block button a real workout on Twitter, I guarantee you.
And block maybe, or mute.
Mute is sometimes even better because they don't know they've been muted. But yeah, I mean, you only have 764 followers at the moment. I guarantee you're going to be into the thousands in mere days here once we get going here tonight down at the Hershey Center. Before we let you go, what should we expect from this team, Megan? Because I saw a bit of the highlights from the first two games in Fort Wayne, and we know Bruno Caboclo, Bebe Noguera are making the headlines. Sim Boulard as well, Canadian kid who's almost 8 feet tall. He's going to obviously be somebody people are going to watch. What should we expect from this Raptors 905 team tonight?
Well, talking with the players and then also, too, talking with Coach Jesse Mermis, the main thing that they're trying to keep in mind as a team and as a coaching staff is that their first goal is to develop the players and develop them in a way that they're going to be able to go further in their basketball career. But when it comes to what to expect, you have to keep in mind that they're a very, very young team. I mean, when you look at the experience on the team, most of the guys are in their early 20s. So they're a young team, a brand new head coach. He hasn't had a chance to be a head coach until this moment. So you're going to have growing pains, as you would even in the NHL, Major League, NBA. You're going to have growing pains when you have a very young team. So fans need to remember to be patient, but continue to support and be excited. But you're going to want to keep an eye on, as you mentioned, Sim Boulard. Also, too, they've now got Nick Wiggins, who was recently acquired. And then also, too, keeping your eye on Bruno and Bebe, because they came down and got brought down and had to jump right into a game against Fort Wayne. They didn't have a chance to practice. So now they've had a few days since coming back from Indiana to practice. They've gotten used to the players that they're going to be playing with. So I think the next few games are going to be really, really good for them, and you're going to see an improvement from the first two in Fort Wayne.
Megan, thanks so much for this. Congratulations, and we'll be listening. Good luck tonight.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.